I just recorded this once and it didn't record. I had the mic on mute. So we're doing this again. Second time's a charm. Welcome back to another episode of Steak Podcast. Good morning to all the Decred dorks out there. And yes, we have to address this because I know that this term, Decred dork, started to offend some of you guys. You got to understand, like here in the United States, dork isn't necessarily always a bad thing. It can have an endearment or an endearing. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It can be a term of endearment. I know some of you in other parts of the world, it does not have that connotation, but for me, it does. And so we're going to keep going with it. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to the podcast. I'm going to keep using it. It's just for fun. And yeah, anyways, welcome to the first interview on Steak Podcast where I got to interview a member of the community. I'm doing this little pre intro thing because we just rolled right into the interview with Pavel Svitek, a member of the Decred community who's most known for his work with Decred, which launched this week. And with Decred is a community portal to understanding and onboarding people onto Decred. In the interview with Pavel, we talk about Pavel's professional career, his journey into crypto, the work he's been doing with Decred and the Decred community. And we focus a lot on marketing and the current state of marketing within Decred, which is an important topic to me, newly found. I didn't even know it was important to me, but I am now kind of an unofficial marketer, a part of this decentralized community. And that was never my intentions, right? My intentions was always just to have a place and an outlet to talk about Decred and continue to learn. But we talk about where the state of marketing is in Decred and how we can move the project forward. I was very excited to have this interview, not only because of the subject matter, but also I learned that I really enjoyed interviewing members of the community. And I think I'm going to do more interviews like this. So if you see me in your DMs, do not be surprised. I want to bring more people on, talk about Decred, learn from you guys. And as we do, before we get into it, we got to talk about DCR data. We are at proposed block 487,080. The current ticket price of Decred of a ticket is 151.88 DCR. Total staked DCR is 6,112,781, and the reward is at 0.85 DCR with a hash rate of 433.92 petahashes. Total coin supply 12,035,022. And good news, as of 6:53 a.m. Central US time, the exchange rate is $11.29, guys. This is awesome. This is an awesome opportunity to get in, to share Decred, to spread the word, to get rid of some of your dirty fiat. And it's also a great exchange rate for you to consider being an Atom tipper, a contributor to the Stake podcast. I'm not a contractor. I do this just for fun. And I also do this to save up for a Decred ticket. I'm just over 80% of the way there to being able to afford a ticket. And so every atom counts. Obviously, you do not have to donate. You don't have to. This is, if you just want to listen and enjoy, that's awesome. But it really encourages me. It helps me put food on my plate. And gets me a little bit closer to being staked, which is the name of this podcast. So I better hurry up and get there. And y'all's help goes a long way. So please consider donating. Tip address is in the description, however you're watching this. And yeah, we're gonna roll right into it. So hope you guys enjoy this episode. And thank you for watching. All right, we're recording. Welcome to another episode of Steak Podcast.
I have with me a very special guest, Pavel from the Decred community. We are going to be talking about with Decred, and particularly we're going to be talking about a post that Pavel put on the Decred Bulls Git repository in regards to marketing about Decred and the strategies or lack thereof. And Pavel, I'm going to just hand this over to you. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, hey, good to be here. I'm really excited that you called me in. And I know you are running just a new podcast, but I'm happily going to support you. And I know you may have also different listeners. And there are a few thoughts I want to get through with also more context. Sometimes it's really hard to put and explain the whole context where I'm coming from regarding my different ideas when it comes to marketing in Decred or awareness of Decred to new people. So I just wanted to use this opportunity to get it out to the community.
No, I'm very glad that you did. You reached out to me because, like you said, you know that I've been doing this new podcast and you're actually the first guest we've had on. And so I'm very thankful for that. Very excited to have you on. And before we jump into, you know, what we're going to be talking about today, maybe you can just give for the listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, education, work, background, whatever you want to share.
Yeah. So I'm originally from Slovakia, but I'm living in Switzerland. I've been moving, through some cities in the last 3 years. So first I moved to Zurich, then I went to Berlin. So there's huge crypto ecosystem. So I met some good people in there. I was running, I started their IPFS meetup. So we had a couple of sessions. We had a couple of hundreds of attendees in those. I was directly collaborating with Protocol Labs, some of the Protocol Labs employees. And then we moved back to Zurich. And I'm coding or scripting from when I was 13. So it's good 20 plus years now. And when I was 25, I started working also on my own companies and my own projects, as I like to call it. I launched two companies now. One of them we shut down because it's just first company. We didn't really know much about like market research maybe. And we shut it because of like a high competition in Slovakia. So it was like Shopify platform for Slovakia. And the second company was a startup in translation segment. So we innovated some of the translation service for in B2B segment. And we actually sold that company after 5 years of building. Right now I'm in Switzerland and I'm innovating the real estate segment. So I'm building a digital real estate brokerage for Swiss market. And I'm doing this as a spin-off for 30-year-old company. So we are a team of four, you know, pretty flexible. Like we are really just innovating on that market and pushing the product hard. So we built it in five months. We launched it and now we are on the market and acquiring first customers. So
have you been there in Switzerland?
This time from last February. So 1.5 year now.
Okay. All right. And what's the digital asset, or are you involved in any, you know, cryptocurrency or Decred meetup groups there? What's the on the ground scene like in Switzerland?
Yeah, so there is some crypto meetups going on here, but it's not actually much, and it's far, far, far from how it was back in Berlin. I tried to reach out to some people just to see if there is some interest to meet about Decred or crypto in general, but I didn't have so much response. So I'm trying to focus more on the online space.
Okay. I'm sorry about the baby in the background. That's my 2-month-old son, if you can hear him. But
nice. Congrats.
Thank you. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about how you found Decred or how you fell down the Decred or Bitcoin rabbit hole? Just a little bit of the, you know, legacy right. story there for you.
Right. So if I remember correctly, I found the Blue Yard Capital investment thesis on Decred on Medium. And I think there was somewhere along early 2018. And so from there, I studied more. And the second thing, what really caught my attention was probably the the blog about the second or two layer hybrid consensus and how hard it is to attack this network. Mm-hmm. And it really got me excited. And I think that's what actually sparked my even more deep or, you know, in-depth interest in Decred.
And so there's kind of like a range from, you know, Bitcoin maximalist, someone who doesn't, you know, touch any alts, to, I guess, shitcoin casino player. Where do you fall in terms of your ideology? How do you think about, you know, the development of this space and where you think things are going and why Decred?
So I'm pretty much open-minded. I started with Bitcoin and Ethereum, as I think majority of the people, but I really like innovation and I'm looking at different projects in different phases. So at this moment, honestly, I can tell you that I have like bigger majority of my portfolio on Bitcoin and Ethereum. And besides that, I mostly hold Decred, right? But when you look at the top 100 coins, I think this is interesting, just point of view that I'm just holding the first two. I think in top 10, there is a lot of, you know, technologies that shouldn't be there and won't be there again in 2-3 years. And then I'm holding Decred, which is right now like 72nd, right?
Yeah, 72, 74. It seems to fluctuate now with all these DeFi protocols. They just, I don't even know anymore. But one question that I have is, you know, you talked about the security, the investment thesis. As someone who's open-minded and you seem, you know, obviously very smart, a developer and entrepreneurial, what were some of the reasons that Decred stood out to you in those early kind of, you know, exploration of Decred times?
Yeah. I think, well, those things, what I said, right? Like I found that investment thesis, and then I read that how the hybrid consensus work and how hard it is to attack the network. And then I just started reading more about the team. I knew there some of them were participating in the blockchain or Bitcoin blockchain software development, and that they wrote the second most used Bitcoin node, right? And they just gave me a big credibility about the team. So I just continued from that point.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's perfect. That makes a lot of sense. I'm very similar. It was kind of like the security model, the governance, the adaptability. And also what really drew me was the community, which is probably a great segue to where we need to gear or steer this conversation. You are one of the brainchilds or, you know, founding members of With Decred. With Decred is a community-driven portal. I've been on the website. I've read everything on the website. And those of you who are listening to this have probably done the same. This is primarily what you're known for in the Decred community. Maybe you can share with everyone where the idea came from and the motivation.
Right. So when I'm onboarding my friends into crypto, what I do is that I tell them to go and buy Bitcoin, because that's, I think, what everybody should do as first step, because that's most safe. You know, it's first mover. It's most well known. They need to go and do these baby steps. That's what I did as well. They need to kind of like go and understand how Bitcoin works, because Bitcoin is less difficult or less complex than Decred, right? And also when they tell somebody, look, I'm in crypto, I bought Bitcoin as first step, everybody will say most likely, okay, that makes sense, right? Those are just baby steps. They need to understand what's happening, what's the value proposition of crypto networks. And there is the most information out there is about Bitcoin, and hopefully people who already are in the ecosystem can also just explain some of the details and value prop of crypto networks to these newcomers, right? So this is the first step. And then it was really hard for me to explain to every single one of them, like why I think that Decred can be the next big thing, the next big store of value and sound money from the crypto ecosystem, because Decred is much more complex, right? And I love that you mentioned governance. That was one of the things that drew me also in, just having the ability to speak up, propose changes, and have objective results of, you know, or response to your proposal, which is the voting, right? In Bitcoin, Ethereum, you don't have that. So I was searching for a way how I can simplify for myself just communicating through this information about Decred in easy way to my friends, right? And when I was talking to more people from the community, I started thinking about, okay, maybe this is a good way how we can onboard newcomers to Decred, how we can go and make this process easier, right? Every one of us are a bit in different place when it comes to understanding Decred or just having our own opinion on the crypto networks and on the ecosystem and on potential future developments, right? So this was one way of how I was thinking that we can simplify for the whole community onboarding to Decred. So it kind of like started by my own, by myself, by my own need. But then I just, you know, like extrapolated the added value for the community, hopefully.
Was there any other team members that helped you, or were you, was this a solo effort?
No. This was, so most of the content writing did Pablito from LATAM community. And I was really impressed when I saw just his like first article, because I asked him if he wanted to do it. He said yes, like he wanted to do it, you know, like longer time ago. And when I saw the first article that he did, I was really impressed by, you know, just the kind of formulation and phrasing that he used. So I knew that it will be a good, you know, good outcome. And then we took it from there. I did the whole coding and the technical stuff, and then Richard read, reviewed, and corrected some of the typos when the content was finished. And then El Capitan joined as well from the community, and he did some more corrections and rephrasings, some of the charts that we have on the website as well. For example, those that compare the amount of or the cost of attack to Bitcoin, Ethereum, and then, you know, we Decred. Put in the Decred there as well.
Absolutely. And I just want to shout out to Pablito and El Capitan for y'all's work. And like you said, I want to talk a little bit about the writing. And you said you read some of Pablito's work and you felt like he was someone who had a good way of communicating. One of the things I was most impressed with as I clicked around the website was the clarity of language and the precision of, you know, kind of getting to the point. I'm a lawyer in training here in the United States, and it's a very clear story, and it makes a lot of sense that I struggle with this in my own, you know, sphere of friends and people. They know me as the guy who's interested in Bitcoin, and like yourself, you know, primarily hold Bitcoin, but my second largest holding is Decred, and I see the value proposition of Decred compared to Bitcoin, and trying to get them to understand, well, you know, there's these issues with Decred, and trying to convey the value proposition of Decred in a succinct way, because the problem is, and I wonder if you can attest to this, there's so much terminology. And first, you got to get them past just the mental like barrier of fiat money and, you know, sound money, and get them to this digital money. But then once you got them there, getting them to understand proof of work, proof of stake, you know, governance and on-chain and all these things. And you guys did such a great job of creating a place where whenever I have a friend or I have someone and we've talked and we've chopped it up and there's a little bit of interest there or general understanding, now I have a place where I can send them to where, you know, if a dedicated reader, if you probably, you know, never heard anything about Decred, it might take you an hour, hour and a half to really read this carefully and fully understand it. If you know a lot about Decred, maybe take you 30 minutes. But the point is there's now a place where they can go and kind of see the thesis, not just in this very lengthy formal way, but in this very interactive and fun way. And with the ability to just purchase Decred right there in the corner with this green button. One thing I really liked was the use of Twitter, like the tweets, you know, Josh mm-hmm. Rager, Chris Berninski, the video that you guys showed with ARK Invest there at the end.
Yeah.
Can you maybe talk a little bit about the methodology of why you guys structured things the way you structured it? And then we're going to get into marketing in general.
Right. Good question. So I knew that I need quality content that really gets to the point and explains, you know, like the details in or the right level of details in a way that it will be consumable and it will not go too deep into, you know, like technicals. And so for that, we created a persona, a target persona, which is a tactic usually used in marketing, where you say, listen, we are considering that this content is supposed to be read by a person that somewhat understands already Bitcoin and knows Bitcoin and knows some of the, you know, terminology, maybe proof of work. And then, but we are not going to go too deep to confuse this person and just kind of just let him be overwhelmed. Okay. So this is one of the important points. Then second thing, we structured the content into, at the beginning, I think it was 5 articles. Now it's 4 articles plus the homepage. And so the idea here was to chunk the content in a way that it will be consumable in meaningful amount of time. So you can take a break, let's say after first or second or third article, right? But you are able to consume it, right? Because the attention span today, it's really short. And even just like can be just like 6-7 seconds on social media when you're scrolling Twitter or Instagram. But if you kind of like go and start reading an article, I wanted originally make this article shorter, but this is how it ended up. And I think it had to be this way because there is just so many things you need to go through. Right. And then we merged like first and second article into one. And that's what you see as first article at the moment. So what I wanted to do is to create a funnel, right? Funnel means we'll be able to see how readers progress through that content if they are going through that funnel, and we are trying to communicate enough information to them about Decred that they are able to say, oh, this looks interesting, let's go and purchase some. And then they will probably go and dive more into Decred right after the first purchase. That's how it happened with me. That's how I heard talking to, with people, that was the same case with them. So this is how I designed it, right? The funnel organization makes sense from like tracking and marketing perspective, right? Like you are trying to communicate some message and you need to know what you are doing right, what you are doing wrong. Mm-hmm. So if you see that people went to the third article and then they dropped off, right, from the funnel, then you can tell there is something wrong. Either the content is too long or the third article is wrong. And you can act on this data, right? The important thing here is that you have access to this data, because without access to this data, then you can't iterate, right? You can't take objective decision. You can, but you have to get that feedback from every, you know, or every single person that reads that content, and you need you can't scale this approach.
No, I think that's really smart.
And then what you said about those like Twitter, like the tweets that I included or those videos, I think right now in, again, like just from usual consumer behavior or just human psychology, you need to have a social proof, and it's tactic that's usually or, you know, normally being used when you are building your service or website, or you are selling something, right? All those reviews are social proof. some famous person just endorsing your brand is social proof. Your friend using the same service or buying the same cosmetics is social proof. So this is what I try to do also in including those things on the website, right? It's basically social proof to say, to communicate to those people who already have too little attention span. Look, this is something that's not, something serious that other people invested into.
Yeah. And people who are noteworthy, you know, like customer reviews, essentially. This is probably a good time to segue into marketing. And I want to talk first about the target audience, right? And I want to talk about how you envisioned the community would use with Decred. And then we're going to segue into some of the current issues with the marketing strategy and communicating and hitting this target audience, which I think you did a very good job of coming up with some actionable solutions in your marketing strategy notes. So can you maybe just talk to everyone about who is the target audience and why is it important that we, you know, try to communicate our message to them?
So I would say the target audience is what we also assume as target persona for Decred, right? So it's, I would say it's somebody who's already familiar with crypto, because Decred is just too complex to kind of like chunk and swallow as your first coin. Like you may do that, right? But it's going to be much, much more difficult. And I think there is just like huge amount of people already who are familiar with crypto. So why would we go and try to communicate this through to somebody who is like total newcomer as opposed to somebody who is already familiar and owns some crypto, right? So I think we just have, you know, like huge amount of space, huge amount of or just size of the target audience that we can address.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to interject there because this, I think, is the part that is so key to your message in this Decred market strategy. Because look, there is clearly thousands of people out there. And, you know, I think you put out some of the statistics for Quora and the cryptocurrency, you know, sub thing on Quora. There's 430,000 followers. There's 33,000 followers in trading cryptocurrency and 80,000 followers in digital currency. And the point is that there's so much interest. But how do we separate Decred? How do we separate the wheat from the chaff? And you start off your notes here by talking about we don't want to pay for ads. If you don't want to pay for ads, then you have to find another method of getting your thing across. And I like what you said here. 80% of the energy is creating the content, but 20% is the distribution. So let's just start there. And you know, I like this idea of content is king, distribution is queen. What are you trying to get at?
So let's look at the example that I wrote down, right? But just for the context, I think, you know, most of the Decred community knows this, but the ethos of the project is not to spend money, treasury funds on ads, right? And I'm completely fine with that. So this is A, right? And I was, you know, I tried to get, I want to step back a bit. So I went once into the marketing channel on Metrics and I went to a crusade, what I call a crusade. And I really, you know, like pushed the community to try, go and answer some of my questions. And, you know, I think I made some people angry that day. But the important thing is that I wanted to try to sync up with how the community feels so I can come up with some strategy that we will be okay with, right?
And sometimes you were saying in Matrix that day.
I don't know, it was like a few hours discussion, I would say, and I was just people maybe said and kept repeating like we don't want to pay for ads and we don't want a top-down marketing approach, right? Where we would vote on like one or two people who would be the CMO of Decred, and then they would say what's going to happen. But instead, we want to take a bottom-up approach and have like smaller teams of community members come up and start doing activities, right? Okay. Show and do work, and then try to kind of like support that and fund that and scale, potentially scale from that point.
And I don't think you were challenging that notion. You were kind of taking the view of, you wanted a top-down approach a little bit?
No. What I wanted to get to is like answers from the community, how they think about that bottom to top approach. What does it mean for them? Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, I see.
And it might, you know, just look that I'm trying to piss people off and just trying to waste people's time. But I was really trying to sync up, you know, like sync with how people think in the community. And this is sometimes really hard because I ask some questions in metrics and then I have very little feedback and responses. So this is what I was really trying to get to kind of like get these answers. And then, okay, so we don't want to do A, what can we do? What is the thing that you would support, right?
Yeah.
On that day, it seemed to me that many people know what they don't want, but they don't know what they do want, right?
I feel you.
And so VDCred is one of the things that I kind of like got to from that point when I understood that. And then this marketing strategy, I just wrote this note, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, because I'm starting formulating in my head, what is the approach we can take?
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay. And
so I think we can go back to your original question. So here, let's look at, I wrote, as you said, video creation takes 80% of the energy. Video is the most complex content you can produce for online consumption, right? And then we don't spend enough energy. Usually what I see now, you open Exitus's videos and you see 400 views, 25 likes, 3 comments. Okay, I'm just coming.
No, that's accurate. Those are about the right breakdowns.
But we are somewhere there. And so this is clear when you talk to any experienced marketer, they will tell you distribution is the key to, you know, to
success.
Content marketing strategy
for sure.
in online space. So what it means that you now spend like 80% really of the energy just to create that video. And now mostly almost nobody sees it, right? We are just throwing money out of the window if we don't have the distribution strategy, which is better, which brings the content to more viewers, right? And that's what I wanted to say in those notes. So what we can do is improve that content distribution. And what we can do is also improve our interaction with the content, because when you look at social networks and you try to back engineer how the awareness algorithms work, when I say awareness, I mean, is this message going to be pushed to 20 people or 20 million people, right? I went and experimented with some of the social networks. Sorry, I have to step back again here to provide some context.
Please.
So I was trying to, for example, like break or back engineer the LinkedIn awareness mechanism, and I was able to create a viral post that had, I think, 300,000 views, 6,000 comments, and 4,000 comments and around 6,000-7,000 likes. Then on Quora, I was trying to, again, like, kind of like big engineer, am I able to get to the top of views, right? And I was able to become, let me just open it to read it through quickly. Most viewed writer in Bitcoin, most viewed writer in cryptocurrencies, most viewed writer in virtual currencies. My answers were sent by email digest to 13,000 people, 2,000 people, 13,000 people again, 5,000 people, 17,000 people, 1,000 people. And then again, you are the most viewed writer in blockchain topic. And then again, your answer was sent to 6,000 people.
How long did that take you? How much effort was that?
So this was like throughout, I think, 3 months of work. Mm-hmm. When I was trying, you know, just
you were trying to prove something.
Out of my interest, I was trying if I can kind of like hack, you know, like
yeah.
figure out the way how to get to the top.
Yeah. Right.
And so these are the results that I did, right? This is my experience. And I know how we can replicate that and just use that to put Decred's content in front of more people.
Well, let's jump right into that, because this is where things get very interesting for me. How can we? Because you have an answer.
Yeah, so let's look at that example of the video production, right? So Exitus is creating video on monthly basis, I think. And so again, like, video is the most complex content that you can produce for online space. It takes the most of your time. It's hard, right? All the post-production, you have to write a script before you take the video. Then you have to have microphonic voice. You have to, you know, like, look at the camera, but it's not like easy. You have to get used to it, et cetera, et cetera. So what we can do just to push the content to more eyeballs is, first, we can go and upload that video to different video portals, right? I'm not saying we should go and put it to 50 ones, but maybe there is one that is accessible for Chinese market, right? Or there is one that is popular in India, or there is one that is popular in Latin America. I don't know, right? So here is where community can put more feedback, and we can choose maybe one or two additional platforms. Then what we can do, we can extract the audio. You already have that audio, right? After you produced the video, we can extract that audio and publish it into a podcast. Right, you don't even have to do any editing. You just need to put it into podcast, and again, you distribute it to 3 or 4 most used platforms. Right, then somebody, well, Exitus already has the script that he's reading. We can go use the script and publish the script on Medium. We can go and publish the script on publish0x.com platform that we can talk about as well. Then you can use the script, and you can boil down important points in this script and create a tweet storm, right? And suddenly you can create a tweet storm that has, let's say, 20 or 25 tweets with most important points. And tweet storms are consumed very well on Twitter, right? Definitely. I think that's the best kind of thing you can do on Twitter, because people just love them, right? Because you are telling a story that is easy to digest, right? You just pick the most important points, and it's easy to digest. I think that's why it's so popular. And then you can take this tweet storm, extract some of the points, and use them in answers on Quora, right?
Yeah.
So this is very nice way how you can just repackage the content, and you make the content native to the platform where you publish it.
Okay. Yes.
So that means if you created a video and you want to put it on podcast, you just use the audio, right? In Quora, you use that specific points from the content to answer the question.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is one thing. I think this, like, content distribution and the repackaging is something that is a low-hanging fruit for us, and we can do that easily, right? And second thing, what is really important, we need to interact with this content, right? So again, let's look at some Medium articles. I think I wrote here some stats down here. Let me see. Where was it? I think it was in my notes. Give me a second.
No worries.
I'll just try to find it. I'm here. Okay. So I went through the last 4 articles in the official Decred Medium account, right? So Decred Journal, written on August 20, 2020 by Richard Redd. It has 476 claps, 0 comments, right? As one user, you can clap 50 times. This means this could have been easily done by 10 people. My question is, don't we have 30, 40, 50 people in community that can go and clap 50 times? Because again, like, these awareness algorithms that decide if they are going to push the content through to more people, just use like one of these metrics, like claps, number of comments. And of course, if you are reading that content, right, like how do you scroll when you are reading through that article? I think that's part of that algorithm as well. And we have only 476 comments. Then Decred Mining Market Mechanics by Checkmate, 375 claps only, right? Then Decred Journal, July 2020, Richard Red again, 228 claps. Decred Journal, June 2020, Richard Red, 219 claps only, and one comment. That comment is from me, mm-hmm. right? So these engagement numbers are really, really low. And this is where we are losing money, right? Like we are leaving money on the table just because we don't go and we don't like comment, interact with that content. And I also talked to Exitus and he said the same, right? Like he goes, he looked at his channel and he sees, you know, like maybe 200 subscribers and then 520 likes on the video, right? Like few comments. This is really something that we should improve and it will natively push the content to more people.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'm super excited as a new content creator in this space and hearing some of the things you're saying. There's two elements of it, right? And one is this repurposing of content, because like you said, I don't know if you've seen the tweet deck by Gary Vee, but when you make a single piece of content, you can turn that piece of content into 86 pieces of content. And I've listened to, you know, I'm a big Gary Vee fan, and I've listened to him talk about corporations and influencers and business. He suggested they should be putting out something like 200 pieces of content a day. And us as a community, we need to be doing the same, because every single time something gets in someone's timeline, it's another at bat. It's another opportunity to put us in front of them. But we're not going to get in front of people's eyeballs if the engagement is low, if the likes aren't there, if the sharing is not there. And I don't know what it is either, because this isn't just a Decred thing, right? I mean, I think I hear my friends who are like really into social media on Instagram and things of that nature. Like, this is a human psychology thing, and I'm not entirely sure what's driving it. But like you said, we have an opportunity and we're leaving money on the table by not doing something that is free. It is exactly. free to share. It is free to like. It costs you 5 seconds of your time to just comment, good job. But it has such a tremendous return outsized to the effort that you put in when it comes to these algorithms. And as a community, like you said, we need to start engaging. We need to start very much encouraging that. And I think that's like the heart of what you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there is nothing, as you are saying, there is nothing easier than putting a like, following the account, you know, waiting 10 seconds for the claps to hit 50 on Medium. These are very easy things to do. And I think, you know, like what struck me is many people talk about the price and they don't know what to do with it. And they are sitting on the sideline. And this is why I wanted to, you know, do this podcast and just put this context in, so people understand they can actually help the price very much just by starting systematically interacting with this content, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying like, let's go and organize ourselves to, you know, like give 50 claps if you don't like the content. I'm saying go and do it if you like it, right? Because if you are Decred community member, you probably like the development of Decred, right? So you probably like the Decred journal, you probably like the analysis from Checkmate, you probably like the video updates from Exitus, right? So we have to go and interact, as you said, like nothing easier to do.
It's free. The share button is free. And I'm guilty of this as well. Like I'm guilty of all of those articles you mentioned, right? Like I've read them or at least skimmed through them, and I'm guilty of not giving it 50 claps. Why? There's no reason. And so I'm glad that you're bringing this to the forefront, because I think many people just haven't thought about it. And I think many people haven't thought about how much impact it has on those algorithms. But I like that in this, and we're going to have this stuff linked in the description, guys, to the Decred marketing strategy and also to With Decred. But I like some of the ways that you rebuttal people's objections. well, I don't want to register, or I don't have time to do this, or I don't want to have emails, or whatever it is, you come up with very reasonable, you know, responses and solutions to these objections.
Yeah, let's go for that to that later. Maybe let's. I have one more example, which is how we can repurpose a podcast, right? Okay. So let's look at that. So again, for example, now we created this podcast, right? What we can do is we can just add one static image, maybe some. We can put animated image, and we can upload this podcast to YouTube, right? Easy. Then we can go and transcribe this podcast, or we can just transcribe in important points from this podcast, right? We can just boil it down into important points, and we can go and publish those points on Medium. We can go and publish those points on publish0x.com. We can go and make a tweet storm from these points. We can go and create a question on Quora, like what's happening in the crypto market in last month, right? And we can also just look at other important developments and also package the updates from Decred, right? Or updates from this podcast. Like, you know, this might be a very important message to get to the community. So let's put it as those channels that are really important, where people are, where people spend their time, and where we have potential new community members and existing community members.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So then I have few notes regarding Reddit. So I posted a few things on Reddit already, and I also noticed like kind of weird behavior on Reddit. So this is what's happening. For example, I announced the launch of the BitDecred portal, and then I had people direct message me on Reddit, on Metrics, on Twitter, that they love what I did, or what we did with Pablito and El Capitan and Richard Red, but they didn't leave positive comment, right, on that Reddit post. But I got like three negative and one semi-negative comment, right? And so think about this. When you come as newcomer to the Decred Reddit subreddit, right? And you open this, you know, like fancy launch, something was launched. I added emojis just to catch attention. And then you look at it and you read four comments out of 3.5 are negative.
Yeah.
Are you going to stay there? Are you going to look at that website? Are you going to read that content? Probably not, right? Because the social proof is saying this content sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. What you're saying kind of too is you're shifting the burden to the community, because it's on us if we want new people to come in and be excited to make sure that social proof is there.
Yeah. And so I also understand that not everybody likes the way how the content is created and phrased and how it's organized. I get that. So some of the people don't leave comment because they don't want to leave negative comment, but you can also just say, you know, like, look, it's not how I would do it, or maybe it doesn't suit my needs, but maybe for other people, you know, it will be nice. Let's see, right? That is a nice feedback and good comment as well. And again, you interacted with that content, so it will be pushed more to more eyeballs, right?
You go.
So I'm saying you can, if you don't want to be negative, go and use constructive criticism, right? Or go and, you know, just support fellow community member in something that, you know, several people from the community created, right? But don't leaving comment is, I think, the worst we can have when we talk about if we want the content to be pushed to more people.
I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, as someone who's like new to making content about Decred, like, I'm very open to constructive criticism, you know, and it's, you're not going to hurt people's feelings if you're being honest and you're, you know, trying to be at least genuine in your critiques, right? Like, I'm sure that my podcast might not be for everyone in the community. There's people who are probably more technical, people who just don't like my voice, whatever it is. But as a community, we have to at least think about the long term, the long tail of the internet. which the long tail of the internet is that that piece of content is there to stay. And whenever someone else comes, whether it be 1 week from now, an hour from when it was posted, what they're going to see is the engagement. What they're going to see is the stats, and all that stuff is a reflection on our community. And like you said, it does have a direct impact on the price. So if that's something that that's the only thing you care about, that should be enough of a reason for you to go and do something about it. I do want to talk about Publish 0x because, well, one, I actually hadn't even heard about it until I read this post. Can you talk a little bit about why you like that platform?
So I also just recently discovered it. So I don't know. I am still like just looking at that portal. The important thing is that I know this portal is crypto focused. So we have the whole target audience there, right? Mm-hmm. And so I use the tool called similarweb.com to see how big traffic that site has. And the traffic has, the site has 900,000 people every month. And average person spends on that website 17 minutes. Okay?
Yeah.
So think about that, right? We have target audience of almost 1 million people who spend 17 minutes on average consuming content, right? I think my gut feeling now is that there might be more interesting people on that site at the moment than on Medium. I think like I have a feeling that Medium kind of like is losing their like crypto audience. Yeah. I may be wrong because I'm not using that anymore. But I don't know. I could be completely wrong. It's just like my gut feeling at the moment.
No, I'm with you on that gut feeling. Like it's clearly in its infancy, but you know, it's clearly geared towards crypto people, like you said. And sometimes being early on a platform like that has outsized rewards as well, just from being early.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
One last thing, and then I'm going to, you know, kind of just leave the last floor open to you with any of your last thoughts, but launch with Decred on Product Hunt. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So that's one of my, you know, just like thoughts, and it's opportunity for Decred as well, how to get in front of more eyeballs. So Product Hunt is a portal where startups from San Francisco mostly or US mostly go and, you know, do this kind of like maybe viral launch of, or try to do a viral launch of their service. Why? Because there are people on that path platform who goes to Product Hunt. To Product Hunt go people who want to try new products, right? Who are searching for new digital products or new products in general to solve their problems. New task manager, right? New, I don't know. There is so many things that are being launched there. And so if you are in the top upvoted products a day, in particular day, then this list is also sent as a digest, as email digest, to, you know, all the subscribers of Product Hunt. And I don't know the numbers, but it's definitely huge amount of people, right? So what we can do potentially is prepare the community that we are going to put with Decred portal there, tell that it's up there, and then let the community upvote our entry, right? Yeah. And we can go, and if we are successful, then we can be sent as email digest to, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, probably, if not millions.
Yeah, no, I'm it's something that it needs to be done. And something else that needs to be done is this Discord/Matrix channel that you talk about at the end, where we just post the content that needs to be shared. Is that something that you're actually going to do? Like, are you creating that channel? Is this a call to action? What are your thoughts there?
Definitely from me, definitely. So I wanted to, you know, talk about this, my context and where I'm coming from on this podcast. And you know, that's why I wrote the notes down. I'm going to Decred in depth later next week as well to talk about this. And then if we you know, as community agree that this is something that we want to do, let's do it. Nothing is easier than creating a new channel on Discord, and I'll be every single person who creates a new content can just post the content there, or somebody else post the content there, and then we can go and upload that content or comment that content, like that content, interact with that content, share that content, right? Now the whole content marketing and like the ability for Google to pick up on how many, you know, shares you have, how many mentions this portal has also on social media or on different websites. Now we are talking just like about the B2D Create website. I looked at the stats. I already got like first viewer from like Google search, right? I didn't meant the portal to be findable through Google.com, but I already got somebody from Google, right? So if we go and share this portal more on social media and Reddit and Medium, et cetera, right? Just natively because we like it and we want to push it in front of more eyeballs. And it's as much possible that we can also just catch some SEO, and we will get again like more users just searching something on Google, right? Or other search engines for that matter. I use DuckDuckGo, for example.
Well, I'm a big fan of the idea, and I don't know if you have immediate plans to launch something like that, but if it's something that I don't feel like I necessarily have enough voice in the community to try to jumpstart something like that, although I would love to join it if it were to. But if it ever gets to a point where because now that you brought this to my attention, and now that I've entered into like the content creative space in Decred, it's something that I just think is extremely important and long term is going to drive a lot more eyeballs to Decred, which is what we ultimately want. Pavel, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for, you know, reaching out and coming on my podcast, being the very first one. It means the world to me. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you'd like to mention?
Right. I think I would like to mention two things. First, I just had today a conversation on Twitter with somebody who said that Decred should focus on development. It's not Decred's time yet, and we should focus, you know, solely on development. And while I agree with this to a certain degree, I also pointed out that we finance the development from the treasury, right? Treasury is accumulated in DCR, but the payouts are done in fiat, right? In USD. Meaning, so right now, when we look at the spending, I think we have a runway of 7 years. So if the core developers continue to spend what they charge or continue to build what they build, we have 7 years runway. But that's according to current fiat price of Decred. So we need to put energy and organize ourselves around this content strategy and start interacting with that content, just at least to keep the price at the same level, right? So it's not only about development, because we are financing people and they are doing a great job. I didn't say this, but I think we as a community, just we, the core developers and all people contributing, just deserve that we interact with that content that we publish, right? And it's really easy. And the second point that I wanted to touch is what I wrote in that people's objections, right? Like why they wouldn't do these activities, what I said, like content, or maybe I'm not registered on this platform. So let's go through that quickly.
Okay.
So one of the objections, right? I don't want to register on Medium, Reddit, or Twitter, or publish X because I don't want to compromise my identity. So the solution to that is create a new free email on protonmail.com or any other platform and use this account for that sole purpose, right? Or second objection, I don't have time to do this, or I don't remember to do it consistently, right? So you can create a habit. Every time you open the Crediton wallet or Metrics, go and look at the Discord channel, right? And go and upvote and like all the new content that you see there, because really people spend a lot of energy to create that content. I think we just owe it to them to go and like and comment if we like it, right? And third objection that I wrote was, I don't want to support mentioned platforms. And I think we are not supporting those platforms. We are primarily supporting Decred. I think that wraps it up.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a great way to really hit it home, because at the end of the day, it is about supporting Decred. It's about getting the project in front of as many eyeballs. And something you just said there too is, we owe it to the developers to do this. The people who are putting in very hard work and some of these very brilliant minds. If we want the project to succeed, we have to have the price go up. Like you said, with that runway of 7 years, we have to extend that runway. And the only way we're going to do that is for the price of Decred to go up in fiat. But the simple action of liking, retweeting, commenting, if you're not doing it for yourself, if you're not doing it for the content creator, you can do it for the developers, because we owe it to them to make sure that we're spreading the word as far and wide as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And if you are in Decred for the prize, then you owe it to yourself, honestly.
true. Well, Pavel, thank you so much for coming on Stake Podcast. Hopefully we'll have you on again in the future. And everyone, you know what you have to do now. Besides go follow Pavel. Actually, go ahead and tell the audience how they can get in contact with you.
Well, I'm on Metrics, and I think I'm on all of the channels right now, on Telegram, on Twitter. You can just go and text me at bitdecret on Twitter, or you can find me on Metrics, or you can find me also on Discord. It's very easy.
Perfect. And I'll have those linked in the description too, so you guys can just go down there and find them.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thanks a lot for having me. And I hope I was able to get the message through, right? And I hope I will see more and more engagements with the content that we have already.
Absolutely. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.